This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Oh, damn it. Hold on a second.
Great job.
New stuff.
I know.
What are you going to do?
So what do I do? Just hit it again? Yeah, I hit it again. Okay.
Hi. What happened?
I think it needs to get reloaded.
What are you talking about?
I didn't take it off of automatic. That was the one thing I forgot.
Is that going
to
be our song at the top of the hour?
It is going to be our song. Hold on.
That song.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Now this is on. See? I figured out that. Can you please reload that song? Because I took it away. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Someday we'll start the show and I won't be like, oh my God, what do I do?
What now?
I actually had a dream about the system last night.
You did?
Oh, no.
I did. I couldn't figure it out and everything, like, I would touch something and it would turn black and then I couldn't make it go again. And Bryn was like nowhere. I was like screaming for Bryn.
It is really nice to have someone who knows what the hell, huh?
Yes. It is. It really is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, today is one of my favorite days of the year. It's the day that we do our Secret Santa. Like, I've had the present in the back of my car for about 2 weeks now. It's ready to go. It's on my desk now.
Oh.
And on today's secret show, we'll all do our little exchange. It's just fun. Like,
I'm stressing about it.
Oh no!
Why?
Because I told you guys already. I think that I truly believe. Well, one of two things has happened. Either I thought about getting this gift once before, and now I believe I did.
Oh.
But I believe I've given this person the exact same thing once before.
Oh no!
Like,
so,
like, truly.
But is it something that would wear out and that they might actually appreciate getting another?
No. No.
Well, is it something that they ask for? Because we all ask for things.
No.
Oh man, you really messed up.
Yeah, man.
Well, no, actually, I got the person something they asked for, and then.
Oh.
And the "and then" is the thing I think I repeat.
Oh,
is a repeat.
Oh, that's okay.
Don't be silly. It's fine.
It's
I'll
just
appreciate
so
whatever
embarrassing
you got me.
To be that. I don't know, mentally disabled? Like, how could I be having this complete brain fart?
It happens. I'm going to out my mom right now.
Oh,
She actually doesn't know this. But 2 birthdays in a row, she got my son, Sean, a metal detector. Like, the same one.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Like, she got him a metal detector, and he liked it, you know?
Yeah.
Kids love crap like that. We took him to the beach. We went all around, looked for metal. You know, found some nails. It was great.
It was so great. She got it again.
And I know. So she must have had it in her head. And it's just so funny because Riley was like, awesome, I get one too. So the two of them went out there and were using them. And John and I talked, like, do we tell her?
Mm. No, thought, you, well, that's it.
I go, no, you don't tell her.
No.
You just say, you know, he writes the thank you note. And
1 year my grandma gave me, for my birthday. My birthday is in October, and then Christmas, obviously December. So 1 year she bought me 2 George Foreman grills.
In the same year?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay, grandma.
That's, I think that
yeah, we have like tons of food going.
I think I did what Ellie did.
Oh.
And like,
because you had it in your head that it's a great, I mean, it is a great present.
Yeah.
So maybe the person will enjoy it or give it to, like, someone that they
love. Well, no,
love.
I think that the way, now that I've brought it onto the air and it will obviously be done on the secret show, I think the way I will do it is, listen, if this is something I've already gotten you, I'll go get you something different.
Well, you said it was in the "and then"
right
to the thing that the person had asked for. God, I wonder who you got. You haven't had me in a couple years, so I don't
think had
it's
you. And
oh,
you
so it's
guys,
me.
No, then you guys made us repick again.
Oh.
I was actually really excited. I was all, aww, oh, I'm going to spoil her.
Oh.
And then you swiped it back from me, and I was like, what?
I know. We had to pick like 3 times because people kept picking themselves. Mm-hmm. Can't have that. I did think to myself, if I picked myself, then like my gift to everyone would be no one has to do me. Well, anyway, I can't wait to do the gift exchange.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun.
Okay.
All right. And now.
And now.
Hit the sounder. You know the one I want. That's right. So I have to tell you something. My niece flew in last night, so I have now, you know, John.
What's her name?
Her name is Taylor.
Taylor.
Yeah, she's a little 25-year-old.
Oh, she's 25.
She is.
Is she the one that loves Jesus?
No, that's the 17-year-old. That's Shay. Or
18-year-old.
Shay. Yeah, Shay loves Jesus.
And Hooman.
And Hooman. And look, I'm sure they all love Jesus. I don't know. It doesn't come up much. I don't have a lot to say about it. So
yes, you do.
I don't.
All you had to say about it.
I just said everything I have to say about it. So we went out to dinner last night, walked over to this restaurant that's near our house. And I just, you know, I swear to God, how many years have you known me? I never drink during the week.
Got ripped last night?
No, I didn't get ripped. But since my brother is just like the guy that's, I could still say no, but now I'm going out to dinner and they have this beer there that I really like. It's get it ready to shame, the Shoot IPA.
Shame.
I really like it. And so I'm like, F it, I'm having one. And it's humongous. They pour you this big draft. So I drink that, and I eat my pizza, and then we get back over to the house. And it's a complicated thing, but I get an early feed from the East Coast, so I can watch stuff just on CBS. I get the early feed from CBS, and I can watch that. So starting at 5 o'clock, I could have started watching, but we let it build up so we can fast forward over the stuff.
So everyone's in on this?
Just me, my husband, and my oldest son.
Okay.
We watched Survivor. So it's 6 o'clock. I'm home from dinner. I've taken my shower. Mm-hmm. All my clothes are laid out for the next day. I couldn't be more excited. I sit down. I am sound asleep by 6:30.
Good for you.
No, not good for me. So John keeps waking me up during like crucial moments in the thing. Because he, you know, at 6:30, I'm snoring. They're like, you should go to bed. I'm like, I'm not going to bed. I'm sitting. Then I'm awake.
Fighting
I'm awake.
It all the way. Yeah.
I know. So then they just resorted to waking me up whenever like a vote was happening. You know, so I missed some of the competition. So I know what happened, and I was there out on the couch until about 8. But I did think about Vinny because I know it sucks because we watched the show the whole year, and then the final episode, it goes basically until 11 o'clock at night. Like, it's not fair, you know, because Vinny has to, if anything, he's got to go to bed earlier than the rest of us because he has a longer drive. So what did you do last night?
I didn't watch 1 minute of it.
You didn't?
I got on the internet. I looked up who won and went, oh, I had it right the first. Spoiler alert. I had it right the first time.
And
I had it right all along and then changed my answer yesterday. And then it was the person I thought it would be.
Well, the person, remember you changed your answer to the one guy. That guy was the first guy out. I saw him go.
Yeah,
so he was the first one to go. And then I guess it must have been Allison who was the second one to go. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
look,
boy.
Look, you know, you're...
yeah. Sorry.
You know.
Love the show. We watch it. We're not CBS anymore, so stop with the we're getting paid to do this.
We're not.
We just love it.
We could go on the show now.
You know what's funny?
We're not CBS employees anymore.
So the missus is into it now, too. She watches... Christina. I don't know why I don't just say it. So Christina's really into it now, too. And she was bummed because I was like, listen, I'm worked. I'm going to bed.
She's yeah,
like,
and you had had it, no sleep on
And she hasn't slept
Tuesday
either,
night.
And this is the example of it. So we're just talking, and I go, who do you think's going to win? And she goes, well, I think it's Christian. And I'm like, honey, he got voted off like 2 weeks ago, or last week at least. And she's all, oh, well, I haven't slept. And I'm like, I know you haven't slept. But that's ridiculous. It's not Christian.
I think a lot of people are like
He's
not
long
sleeping.
Gone.
And I went to the bank yesterday to get some cash, put in cards and things I'm mailing. And the girl, I swear to God, and it was, I don't know, it was 2 in the afternoon. And she just, she's a teller, like she's counting out the money. And she just keeps getting it. And I'm watching and going, no. Like, she keeps counting it wrong, and the first time she does it, she goes through, and she counts it out, and she pushes it towards me. She goes, I go, no, that's $100 short.
Wow.
I know. And then, she goes, oh, all right. And she counts it out again. She goes, no, that's, see? And I would go, no, you went from 1,000 to 1,200. Uh-huh. You did it again. And she, and then she counts it. And then I counted it for her and showed her. And she, like, I'm serious. I go, I don't even know if I should be, I mean, I'm sure there's cameras. I don't even know if I should be touching this.
Exactly.
And she goes, I haven't had lunch. I'm like, okay, I'll go with that. That's fine. As long as I get the money I'm asking for. Yeah.
I haven't had lunch.
It was, I was
so
like,
I can't count.
Oh my God.
That's your job.
Really your only job. Like, make sure that you count the right amount of money out. And the thing is, she did it so fast the first time that if I hadn't literally been watching and listening to what she said, I would have walked out of there with $100 less than I had just withdrawn.
Oh, I'm going to hope that that's a mistake and not intentional.
No, no. It did not seem intentional. She seemed genuinely confused as I was laying it back out for her. Like, I'm telling you, three times. She counted it wrong two times, and then I counted it back to her and showed her what was wrong. It was unbelievable. This is a bank.
Yeah.
Like, this is a bank.
Yikes.
So lots of people are in that sort of no sleep Christmas befuddlement.
Well, mine is 4 month old befuddlement,
yes.
But
I don't know what hers.
Way,
maybe she also has a 4 month old.
Maybe
I don't
it's
know.
The lunch. I don't know.
Maybe
it happens.
Vinny, I forget the title of the story. There's some story in your pile that has to do with sleep deprivation.
Oh, I'll have to look. I haven't gotten to. Americans are starved for
there
sleep.
There you go. That's it.
Well, you need to stop starving yourself. Like, seriously,
your body needs to put
something else aside so that you can get the sleep you need.
Not an option.
It's
your
really
body
not.
Needs it.
Well, don't forget, though, and I believe this is the case in my case as well, which is you do your work day, you do your chores, you do the things you got to do, and then you get a minute and you go, man, it's flipping late. And you want a few minutes of your own time.
Yep.
So I think people go, whether that's go to a bar and have a drink or just sit and watch some TV, you're like, bleep the world. I got to have a minute.
Yeah.
I can't, like I've said this to the missus too about things where we get the scheduling just lines up. You go, this ain't living. I can't just do chores all the time. I need to have some fun. You just have to.
Right.
So I think that's where people, they lose the sleep because they find themselves saying, I can't just be the guy who goes from work to the grocery store to dinner to
bed.
Baths to bed to, you know, it's like, no, I'm going to figure something out.
Right.
And there's the lose. The loss is the sleep.
Right. Yeah. That sucks.
I mean, I didn't even read the story. I'm just guessing.
No, we guard our sleep so jealous. Like, I am just not having it. Like, because sometimes my day does go like that, that, you know, you're busy the whole day. And then I'm like, I don't care. I'm getting in bed. It's like whatever else I have left to do, or even if I could take a minute. No, I'm getting, that's my minute. Mm-hmm. I'm getting in bed. Mm-hmm. It's totally worth it.
Well,
you know, 7:30.
Right. Well, we pay the price the next day out loud.
Right.
If we don't sleep.
There is no question
it's
that
so
I've
visible.
Been in here and been like, I am too tired to talk. I just don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys.
I have no energy for this. How do I get through this day?
I don't know. You know, sometimes I do feel like you catch a second wind sometimes. It's just, it's, especially for you, like, I'd be scared. If I had your drive, I would crash. Because there are times when I'm on my way in here and I'm like, oh my God, I could close my eyes and fall asleep in the car right now. Like, I don't nap jerk too much, but I can't say I've never done that.
That's not at all an issue for me. What happens for me, though, is I do start to run out of patience. And I get, you know those days where you feel like, you ever have that feeling where you're carrying some things, maybe in from the house or whatever, and you're like, oh, let me grab one more. Like, I just want to get all. And then you drop two things as you pick up one thing.
Right.
And you look down and you go, okay, I'm going to get. And then two more. It's like that kind of feeling where you're all, nothing's going right for me today.
But if I just took my time and took things one thing at a time, I could make this work. But I don't have the patience for that.
Right. It's that feeling, that sort of I'm just losing today feeling. It starts to happen if I've been on the road too. That's I would never fall asleep on the road.
Yeah.
I'm not capable of it.
That's good. Thank goodness. Because that's a long drive.
I can't even fall asleep when I want to in places, certain places. Like people who sleep on the plane, I don't know how you do that.
Well, it's not good quality sleep. You know, my neck's all bound up. My neck's all ruined.
Right, but
and
you've
I'm
been
sure
able
I'm
to let go enough. That,
sure.
That,
oh, no. I'll fall asleep on a plane for sure. And then drool, and literally drool down the front of myself and have a puddle of drool. On me, and a sore neck for the entire time I'm wherever I'm going. Last night, The kids wanted to do a gingerbread house.
Oh, uh-huh.
So Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Your kids? Your grown kids?
Yeah, they love. We usually always do one, and I didn't buy a kit this year because it's such a mess, and I thought they wouldn't think of it.
You thought they're grown children.
No, I knew they'd want to.
You
so
did?
They went out in the afternoon to go and try, but apparently all the gingerbread houses are sold out. So they come home. They're like, we're making Christmas cookies.
Butter cookies.
Yeah, just, you know, what we were talking about yesterday. And they did clean up after themselves. But I have to remove myself from it because that's my thing is, like, especially once everything's clean. Like, everything's clean. Everything's okay in the house. Like, we had a dinner plan. Like, I had felt like the... So, you know, it's 3 p.m. and they're... Oh, that reminds me of something else that happened to me yesterday. So they're making the cookies, and they just, I don't know what they did to the batter, and I wasn't part of that transaction. So, but they just, like, they couldn't roll out the dough. It just totally, even though they had flour down, it just stuck. It was too gooey. I'm like, just add flour to it. And then I just kind of checked myself out. So they just wound up making round cookies, and then they're making this frosting and just using, like, every
messy.
Such a mess. Yesterday on my way home, my tire indicator goes up. I just bought 4 new tires.
Right.
And it was like, you got a low tire, you got to pull over. So I pull over and they all look okay. I was at the gas station. I'm like, I guess I could fill them, but they all look okay. And there was like a line 3 deep at the gas station. So I'm like, I guess everyone has a flat. So I drive home because I have one of those run flat tires.
Do you know how to look up which tire individually is the low one?
It actually
tells
that
you.
Display popped okay, up for cool. me. So I knew it was the right front tire. So I'm like, I call John. I'm like, hey, something up with my tire. You know, what the? So he goes out and looks. Sure enough, there's a huge freaking nail sticking out of it.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't know where I picked that up, but, you know.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. I mean, they're roads. So I was dealing with that. And so at 3:00, as they were destroying the kitchen, I actually went to myself, I'm going to walk down the street to the tire place and go, you know, I'll go get my car. I can't watch this anymore.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
I would rather go.
So he dropped the car off at the tire place?
Well, we went actually to 2 places just to try to, you know how they just do like a plug or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we went
it's
to one place
fix.
And they were like, oh, we don't do tires. So there's a tire place kind of around the corner from us. So we drove the car over there, walked home from there after I had a fight with the teller about how much money she owed me.
Busy day.
Yeah, it was just a crazy day. But a bunch of things that I just didn't expect to have to deal with.
So did they plug it or you had to buy a new tire?
No, they plugged it. So hopefully that holds.
Right.
It's a brand new tire.
Yeah.
I'll be real. And it was expensive. I couldn't believe how much those tires cost. Like, it's a tire.
Well, they're those run flats.
I guess.
They're different.
You're supposed to be able to drive 50
miles.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing.
Yeah, but you're supposed to go a certain speed and stuff. And
yeah, like,
I think 50. I didn't do that. I didn't go much over that. I never do anyway. I'm a very slow driver.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Bryn and I were in an Uber recently, and the guy's driving. Oh, to the Niners game, right. We were driving to the Niners game.
From your house?
From my house. And the guy was driving. We're laughing in the back, and I go, that's how Vinny drives.
Oh, he was driving like a maniac.
Oh, he's really good?
Yes.
He's a maniac.
Well,
I'm not.
I can't quite describe it, but he's like, your hands are on the wheel, right? All of a sudden you just go, like, you just go in the other lane, like, no indication, nothing. I'm sure you look, but it's just this whole, like, your whole body turns.
Oh,
you go in the other lane, your whole body. It's just like very abrupt.
I like it. He's making stuff happen.
Yeah, he sure is. And and every time he did that, I would look behind us to see if there's a car. I was looking for us. And we're laughing like, yep, that's how Vinny drives.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than being in a Sarah car.
You'll never get on your way.
I don't know. I just feel I feel so much more relaxed in cars now that I'm not like in a race with everybody else.
Yeah.
There was this guy this morning. I get on the... he's behind me as I'm getting on the highway. And, you know, so he's right on my ass, you know, because there's a pretty good sized curve that you have to go through. And then you can speed up in the straightaway and get on the highway.
Sure.
So, I'm going kind of slow around the corner. And then I speed up and I get on the highway. So this guy just rockets past me. And I set my cruise control for 68 miles per hour That is what I set it for. And I wind up passing this guy. So I don't know. And he's going pretty slow. And then he, like, all the way into work, like, he keeps being, I'm like, set on cruise control, like, I am going this speed, like, and he's going past me, and then I catch up with him, and I have to go around him at one point, and then he screws by me. I'm like, oh my God, dude, what are you doing? Like, it's what an erratic way to drive.
Yeah. Well, I just figure people are on their phones, even yes. at this hour.
I know. I always think that.
And I hate to say it, or they're high. Oh. Mm. Like, I really do think people are driving on the road,
around all
smoking
wasted.
Weed. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Right? It's just so, it's like, you could just, like, right. he was radiating anger from his car. I'm like, all right, you know, buddy, take it easy. It's going to be all right.
Tell me
Christmas.
To take it easy, punk.
I'm telling you to take it easy. Slowing down, speeding up, changing lanes.
Yeah, so annoying.
Like, oh my God. Just relax already.
Chill, people.
Yeah. Take it easy.
You don't know what's going on with him. Maybe his wife's pregnant. He's trying to get her to the high. Everyone assumes that, you know, that they're so quick to be judgy. Maybe he's has a real problem.
Yeah, like
happening.
He shouldn't be driving. Hey, how was the fog this morning? I had massive fog.
No problem.
I had some fog.
Yeah, they were saying it was really bad right where you live.
Yep.
So how did you do?
Well.
Were you like, oh.
No, I didn't drive this morning.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. And I was glad I took an Uber in. I was glad sitting in the back seat. And the guy's super chatty.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Like, oh, well, whatever.
I love that.
You know, a little is fine, but the whole way, give me a break.
Fully get to know the person
yeah,
I'm
cruising. Yeah, and he was very nice.
Oh, I love it. No thanks.
What do you mean?
I've gotten to know some of those people, and I'm like, oh my God, I wish I didn't know you.
Well, one time I asked a lady, she came from Visalia, of all places, and I go, oh my gosh, so where do you sleep when you're driving? She goes, you're sitting in it. I was like, I didn't want to know that.
You should have ripped right.
I didn't want to know that.
Should have left a fart there
gross.
For
her. Oh, gross. No, I would never do that.
I would.
Anyway, the fog was heavy today along the peninsula, so
yes.
Be careful. You're gross.
You know, I'm just doing what's right. All right, let's see if I can work this thing now.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
Right.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Bryn.
What?
I think I have the wrong. Oh, I do.
Yeah,
the wrong mouse.
Like, I'm like, why isn't this working? Okay, I think I touched this, and it goes. KLSC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back. Look at that. It happened.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.